It's Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll meet the Johnny Appleseed of jellyfish. He's a Japanese entrepreneur who's cashing in on a global warming phenomenon, giant jellyfish.
But first to Myanmar. Joining us now is Nick Mayo. He's reporting on the story of the uprising there for the Times of London. He's actually in Thailand, but on the border there. Nick, we're hearing that Myanmar's military government has arrested people today, just hours after a UN envoy left Yangon. That's the big city there. What are you hearing?
I've been spending time today with dissidents who fled here several years ago. Many of them are political prisoners who spent 12 or 13 years in prison. And, of course, they're very concerned about what they're hearing. There are lots and lots of rumors flying around at the moment. There are fears that the death toll from the crushing of the protests last week could be high. Also fears that there could be hundreds or even thousands of people imprisoned. But it is quite interesting that a lot of the dissidents here are still convinced that these protests will start again. And although there's clearly been a setback to protests in Yangon, they think it's no more than a setback. They think this regime's very strong and it'll take a long struggle to bring change inside Myanmar.
But they say that the protest is going on. Tell me, are you seeing refugees fleeing across the border at this point?
At the moment, there's nobody really coming across the border, hardly anybody coming across the border. I think most of the protesters want to stay in Yangon, certainly if they think that they can continue with these protests. Of course, many of them have been arrested. So far, no monks seem to have come across. I interviewed a man yesterday who is a deserter from the Burma army. He said that he's a devout Buddhist and that he couldn't fire on monks, so he left the army and he fled to Thailand. He seems to be the first one so far.
Is this a soldier or an officer?
He's a major in the army, in the Burma army. He's been in the army for about 20 years. He said that he knew the order to shoot monks was coming. He said there was a secret code to give the order to begin this crackdown. He told me he believed he would burn in hell for eternity if he gave that order. So he fled to Thailand. He told me that he's worried about the safety of his family that he's left behind in Yangon, but he said he thought he had no alternative.
What does he tell you about the mood in the army? How do the army and the police feel about imposing these strict orders from the junta?
Well, what he said was very interesting, and it gave a really fascinating insight into what may be happening in the Burma army, which, of course, is a very secretive, paranoid and closed world. It's very hard for Burma watchers to gauge what's really happening. What he told me was that he believed a majority of officers are opposed to this crackdown, but there is a hard core of officers loyal to Fan Shui, the senior general, the dictator, if you like, of Myanmar. And this hard core of officers is prepared to go along with the crackdown. They're orchestrating the crackdown. He said he thought about 40% of officers were really loyal to Fan Shui, and he said they were loyal out of fear. They thought they'd be shot if they didn't obey the orders to crack down on protesters, and also out of greed, because, of course, officers in the army make a great deal of money out of businesses. They're very well paid and they're very privileged. But he told me that there's real dissension in the ranks of the army at the moment. He says he hasn't heard any serious rumors of mutiny yet, but he thinks that could happen, especially if these protests go on and if the army's forced to crack down again in the future.
Nick Mayo, reporting for the Times of London from the Thai-Myanmar border. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.